John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's the right order. Let's see who got it right. And in the fastest time, Ted Patchell. Ted, how are you? Ted Patchell, congratulations. We had five people from New Jersey in the fastest finger, and you're one of them from Somerdale, New Jersey. What do you do?
I'm a computer catalog salesperson. I take orders over the phone.
What did you do last night, Ted?
Actually, I stayed in and watched ABC.
All right. Your partner, Thomas, is up there. Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Hi, Regis.
Nice to see you. What would you do if you won the $1 million?
Pay off all the bills and splurge and go get a dozen pairs of shoes at once.
All right, fine. All right, good.
The Don and Mike Show. Bottom buddies, Don and Mike.
It is the Don and Mike Show. Don is home, yeah, having some dental difficulties today, but we spoke to him earlier. He'll be in tomorrow, so tune in for that. And, Buzz, you had it in the news this week that people are already starting to think about Christmas shopping.
Absolutely. Some have already started.
Well, a good place to start is with this guy who's sitting with me right here. A great guy. Have a seat. Hi, Regis.
Hello.
The microphone, Regis.
How are you?
Regis.
Oh,
the microphone.
Hold on. Let me get it right here. Hi.
Hi, Regis.
Hi there. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, you're thinking Christmas.
It's Christmas time. How are you?
Yeah.
Oh, you're playing Andy Williams.
You like him?
A wonderful singer. He's great.
It's the most.
Yes, it is. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Rob. I'm Regis Philbin.
Regis, I would be remiss if I didn't.
You're looking fantastic.
You too.
Don't let anybody tell you you're overweight.
No one ever does.
You're a beautiful man.
I would be remiss if I did not congratulate you on 20 years on Live with
Thank
Regis
you.
And yeah. Kathy.
Thank you all very much.
Whoever your host is.
I'm very happy. I didn't come in here for that. I want to talk about a very, very expensive catalog, but I also want to mention I was having a discussion in your green room with a lovely man of color who was back there early in the show.
Robert. Yeah.
Is
Robert.
That his name?
Yeah, Robert the
Mailman. I didn't
get
his name. I'm not good on names. I don't remember them.
His name is Robert the Mailman.
Robert the Mailman. We have something in common.
Really?
What's that?
He was discussing a medical ailment that he suffers from.
Salmonella?
And I had the same thing.
No.
I had it on my tip.
No.
I had salmonella of my tip.
No. Well, how's Gelman?
He's wonderful. I'm glad you asked. Uh-huh. Years ago, we were talking, and I said, I've got the exact same thing.
Uh-huh. Now, how did
I know about the itching. I know about the burning, and I know about the difficulty when you're trying to make water.
Reg, how did you get it?
A long time ago, years ago, this is back in L.A.
Right.
It was, I believe, when we were doing the Joey Bishop show.
Oh,
when I was working for Bishop. Uh-huh. I was his announcer.
Right.
And I was a damn good announcer, and we went out to a local eatery,
sure.
And unfortunately, I spilled some of the clam chowder into my suit pants. And apparently, the suit pants
into
it was,
your pants,
but it was bad chowder.
I understand.
And it got there, and unfortunately, the tip became very angry. But thanks to treatment from some of the doctors, I was fine.
You're able to fix.
Well, then fine. That's right.
All right. So you were come to tell us.
Where's Don?
Oh, Don is not well.
I want to wish him the very best. He doesn't have anything wrong with his tip.
No,
does
his
he?
Tip no. is fine as far as we know.
Well, that's not why I'm here.
Why are you here?
How are you?
I'm good.
Happy Christmas.
Yeah. Neiman Marcus catalog.
That's what I have right here.
That's great.
I should explain to you. Let me read the, I hate the reading part.
Okay. I know you do, Regis.
This year's Neiman Marcus Christmas catalog includes a private submarine and a controversial robot.
Now, a robot?
A robot. Here we go. It's the annual Neiman Marcus catalog, and I'm going to share some of the wonderful treats
now,
if you're a person of incredible wealth like the Trumpster.
Oh, you love Donald Trump.
And I know it was announced yesterday that I have amassed a fortune this year of $21 million.
Good for you.
And I'm blessed. I got a call from several of my friends, who, including Freakin' Finelli.
Freakin' called you?
Freakin' Finelli, he's a cut-up, this guy.
Yeah, sure.
He's a con. I grew up with him in Brooklyn. Freakin' Finelli said to me, Rob, what he said was, Regis, you're the most untalented man ever to make that much money. And I said, you're right. And then I got a slight pain where my heart was worked on.
Did you ever go camping with Regan?
We used to go camping with the priests at the local church.
Oh, did you?
This is before I went to Notre Dame. And we'd go out and have a wonderful time with Freakin' Finelli on wonderful camping trips. I never got anything wrong with my tip there.
Right. Well, that was, you lived in Brooklyn, right?
Brooklyn, yes. We'd play on the street. And he was the first guy in my neighborhood to ever use the word freaking, which I thought was special. But I digress.
Yes. Now, this catalog, this is called the Fantasy Gift Catalog.
Is that what it's called?
Isn't it?
I'm reading it right here.
Okay.
All right. Hear your special things there, boy.
Yeah, boy.
You ready, pal?
Yeah, go ahead.
You're hot, aren't you? Your show is hot.
You like it?
I want to compliment all of you.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job.
Same to you.
And it's fantastic, and it's hot. I think you're as hot as Adrian Brody.
You're stalling.
It's let me give it to you. Uh-huh. First of all, here's a dragon topiary.
Okay.
Want a 100-foot-long dragon?
Sure.
Made completely out of plants and trees on your lawn?
Oh, I'd love it.
You can get it. That's right.
How much?
They do, the good people at Neiman Marcus have provided a dragon out of flowers.
Okay.
I can't think of anything more ridiculous than
a
dragon
bush.
Out of flowers.
Made
and
of
you can
bush.
Get it complete with gold leaf horns,
yeah.
Claws, and teeth. Starting. Are you ready for the price?
What
Let's
does it
guess.
Cost?
Yes. Let's play the guessing game.
Oh, man. I'll say $10,000.
$10,000 is not correct, Mr. Burbank.
I'll say higher.
Higher? Go ahead. Give me a guess.
$12,000.
You're wrong.
How much?
It's $35,000. $35,000, you
nice.
Get a wonderful dragon.
Would you ever buy that?
I would. No, it's ridiculous. I might put it at my country home. Joy has expressed an interest.
You camp at your country home?
Item number two, his and hers portrait in chocolate. Now, I know you have a lot of people on your show that have won chocolate banjos.
Yes,
in
right.
the banjos made completely out of chocolate and cars
trademark.
Made out of ham.
Uh-huh. That's our trademark.
But the his and hers portrait in chocolate, let me share this with you.
Please.
A Brazilian artist. We'll paint a 5-foot by 4-foot picture of you and your husband or wife made entirely out of chocolate syrup,
wow,
which I think
fantastic.
Is delightful.
That is nice.
Isn't that great?
Have you ever painted
what
with chocolate?
What a bunch of crap, huh?
Have you ever painted with chocolate?
As a matter of fact, shortly after my bypass surgery, I had a private room, and
sure.
the nurse came in and said, Mr. Philbin, it seems that you've painted everything in this room with chocolate.
Have you ever?
I said, that's not chocolate there, boy.
Do you have access to the internet?
I have. No, I don't use the internet.
When you get
computers,
home.
Computers, I can't figure out the buttons and whatnot.
When you get home,
yeah.
tell Gelman to take you to itsjustchocolate.com.
It's just chocolate.
Yeah.
You've been there?
He's mentioned that to me.
Sure
it's
has.
A website, right?
That's right.
It's just chocolate. He
yeah.
said, Reg, you have to go over there and look at that. And it said he reminds him of something that we did a long time ago.
You don't do it anymore.
You know, he calls me occasionally, but
I know he does.
I haven't heard from him once. I wonder if he'd call me today.
He might if you read for a second.
I'm not quite sure, but let me explain.
Uh-huh.
It's all made of chocolate and chocolate syrup. The total buzz, how about a guess for me?
For the chocolate portrait.
Yes, chocolate portrait.
This time I'll say $12,000.
$12,000, you're way off. How about you, Spiewak?
$1,000,000.
No, you're too high. $110,000.
Wow.
You get you and your special sweetie in chocolate, a nice portrait. But the thing is, it's going to melt.
It'll melt.
It'll
What's
go
the
bad.
Point of having a picture in chocolate
it
if it melts?
Bad.
It would be terrible. Oh, hold on.
Your phone's ringing.
Hello. Hold on a second. I got to take this.
Okay.
Sure.
Cell phone call.
Hello, Michael.
For Regis Philbin.
Yeah, you're listening on the internet. Michael Gelman's listening on the internet, boys.
Okay,
maybe
cool.
Isn't that wonderful?
Go to that chocolate website.
That's great. Hello. Yes. Now I was talking about the chocolate. Yeah, you remember when I had the accident? Yep. Oh, yeah, we did that. I didn't like that. I don't want to do it again.
Huh.
No, I didn't like that. I didn't even like that when you were on the bottom.
What?
Oh, dear.
That's not good. I love you, too.
Wow.
Are you going to be? No, I'm taking the shuttle.
They're so
I'll be
close.
Yeah, I'm leaving the boys, and I'm going to take the shuttle. I'll be up there. Oh, I love you, too. God, you. Are you going to wear that stuff that smells good? Yeah, the one you dipped in the.
I hope so.
All right, that's good. All right, Michael, I love you. She's not home. I don't know where she is. California. Something like that.
Joy.
I said I sent her to Detroit, where I'm performing.
His wife.
She's out there early. Okay, kisses. Yeah, I will. Hold on a second. Guys, talk amongst yourselves.
All right.
Okay, we are.
I'm really very happy for them.
It just the way you like.
I'm a little frightened, God, but I'm glad he's happy.
I want to make
he seems
love
to be
you.
Ecstatic.
Backed it from his surgery.
I make love to you.
Apparently very strong. Reed, we need to, we need to get back.
Hey, I got
to
run. I love you. Bye-bye. What a great producer he is.
He's a good guy.
He called because of the chocolate. All right, here's your next thing.
We have time for one more, Reed.
A private submarine. All of the world's richest people are buying private submarines.
Are they?
Sure.
Do you have
all
one?
Of the richest people, like the Trumpster, are buying private submarines now. You should get on in on that one, boy. This sub dives to 1,000 feet, is controlled by a joystick.
Yeah,
hey, a joystick. Hey. My wife used to have one of those.
Did she?
Yeah, we played a game back when I was working for Bishop's.
You were the stick.
It seats two, leather seats. How much?
I have no idea.
Well, I'd like you to guess, for God's sake.
$75,000.
Wrong, you're too low.
$250,000.
$250,000 is not correct. $1.44 million.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
And then I got the best thing of all.
You got one more?
That's the only reason I'm here today. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Listen to this, because this is my favorite item, and
it?
I hope one of your listeners goes ahead and decides to buy it.
Right.
A private orchestra.
Wow.
Get the world-famous Kirov Orchestra to come to your party. They'll play a private concert for you and 499 friends.
500 people?
What?
500
That's
people?
No, it's 499.
Plus me.
Yeah, plus you, my ass.
Outrageous.
And the party will be hosted by, are you ready for this?
Who?
Yes.
Who do you think?
Is it you?
It's Regis Philbin.
Wow.
That's right. I'm going to be hosting the party.
That's right. Now.
Isn't that great? And I'll bring my own chocolate syrup.
You get a pretty good cut of this?
Are you ready for the? I'm not quite sure. Do you know what the price is?
How much?
Say $1 million.
No, you're close, but there's no horseshoes in hand grenades in closeness.
That's right.
All right, I'll say $1.2 million.
No, you're wrong.
How much?
$1.59 million. You get the orchestra,
wow.
And you get Philbin.
And Regis.
You get Regis, the king.
And how much of this do you get?
$584.
That's it?
Yes, with $600 going to Buena Vista Television. I hope they enjoy it. Hey, I've got to run. It's been a real slide. Oh, my God, look at the time.
Yeah.
We've run over.
We have.
It's news time, isn't it?
It is news.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah, Regis.
You got anything on the news?
I sure do.
All right, I got to go put salve on my tip.
Understood.
I really
enjoyed it. Are you leaving?
I'm leaving now. Hey, I get a door. See you later.
All right, Rob, I'm outside the door now.
Listen to this, Regis.
All right, listen up.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
That's right. What do you have coming up on the news, Buzz?
All the latest breaking news, of course.
Isn't that exciting? All right, we'll be right back on the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.